Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Let's get back to it here on a Thursday on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Femi Ebebefe hanging with you guys this afternoon. 20 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Nick Kostos with his thoughts on the FBI's gambling investigation that led to the arrests of Blazers head coach Chauncey Billups and Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier. We talked about it in the last segment. If you missed it, make sure you check it out in podcast form. I will say this, though, about that story that I did not bring up in the last segment. The NBA concluded its investigation on Terry Rozier and said that they didn't really find anything. Like, that to me, it's, what's going on with that investigation? Like, was it, like, honestly, like a half-assed investigation? Or was it, like, they just couldn't find anything? They don't have the investigators that the FBI has? Who knows what's going on? But that, to me, is, like, one of, like, the sneaky red flags with this story that's come out today. The NBA saying, oh, yeah, all clear, nothing to see here. And now, all of a sudden, here we go, and we have all this evidence that allegedly pointing to Terry Rozier being heavily involved in some of the prop shenanigans that he is being accused of. So big story. Nick will talk about it to begin the 4 o'clock hour. I talked about it in the last segment. Check it out in podcast form if you missed it. Also, a reminder, Thursday Night Football, Vikings at the Chargers. Let us know your favorite bet, side, total, or prop, and we will give you a shout out later on in the program. Like, you got to have the rationale, but it could be anything. Anytime TD score, maybe you like the total, maybe you like the side. I like the Chargers, but I want to see the injury report. Let us know your favorite bet and why. Put it in the YouTube chat or in the Twitch chat, and we'll give you a shout out later on in the show. But let's go ahead and get into some NFL awards talk, and we'll touch on all of them. Some of them, you don't need to spend a whole lot of time. The favorite is the favorite, and the favorite should be the favorite. But we'll start off with NFL Most Valuable Player, MVP, the award that everyone's always excited about because it's the most prestigious award in the NFL. Right now, your favorite over at BetMGM is Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. Mahomes is plus 125 at BetMGM, has another spotlight game this upcoming Monday against the Washington Commanders, a banged-up Commanders team, no Jaden Daniels, a defense that I think is really, really bad, but nobody really talks about that. As we saw this past Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys, Mahomes and this Chiefs offense is humming with Rashee Rice back. This is a showcase game for Patrick Mahomes, who is getting closer and closer to an even money favorite to win the award. The Chiefs updated win total over at BetMGM. It's 11.5. They're plus 380 to be the one seed. He has really good numbers, third in QBR, seventh in EPA per play. He's the best player in the sport. So you understand why the betting markets are projecting going forward. If things continue the way they've been going the last couple of weeks, he's likely going to be your MVP. I still contest, and anyone who asks me about the award, this is what I say because I do truly believe it. I think this award is going to be decided. Okay, that might be strong. I think the front runner of this award will be decided next week when the Chiefs take on the Buffalo Bills. Obviously, there'll be a half of a season to go after that, and we'll see what happens in the second half of the year. But heading into the back half of the season, The quarterback that wins that game next Sunday, Chiefs at Bills, will be your MVP favorite and will be the guy that everyone is talking about heading into November and December and early January when the ballots become due. So that's the big takeaway for me with the MVP market. We had that 3-week span of Baker Mayfield 7-1 right now at BetMGM. Baker Mayfield's not winning the MVP. Like, we talked about that when everyone was going goo goo gaga with Mayfield mania. It's not going to happen. And unfortunately for Baker Mayfield, he's now losing Mike Evans for, it looks like, maybe the remainder of the regular season, if not all the way until late December. Like, it's not a good situation for Baker anymore. And that loss in primetime against the Lions did not bode well for his candidacy. An interesting guy is Drake May. Drake May at 9-1. The New England Patriots win total is at 10.5. They're plus 950 to be the one seed. He's second in EPA per play, fourth in QBR. I do believe Drake May can win this award, but he needs help. He does not have the inside track because he does not have like the marquee games on deck. Now, they do host the Buffalo Bills later on in December. That'll be a big game for the New England Patriots, but the attention that Drake May gets is not going to be the same that someone like Patrick Mahomes gets. And Kansas City right now, they look like they could be a juggernaut in the making. And if that's the case, I think you got to just tip the cap to Mahomes and he likely wins the award. But if not Mahomes, like, I'm hoping for Josh Allen, as somebody who bet Josh Allen before the start of the year, bet some Jordan Love. I'd love for this thing to be opened up a little bit. But right now, Mahomes is the rightful favorite because he's the best player in the sport and that offense looks to be humming along. Last thing for me for the MVP. I know a lot of people have talked about Dak Prescott. The team is not good enough. That's the problem for Dak. His numbers say he should be in the conversation. He's fourth in EPA per play. He's first in QBR. He's been awesome. Everyone's acknowledged that so far this season, but they're 3-3-1 and they have an updated win total of 7.5. That's just not going to get it done. Even though the juicy price of 25-1 is hanging out there and everybody wants to look at that and say, oh, what about Dak? No, just save your money. Do not bet Dak Prescott to win the MVP. Offensive player of the year. A short conversation. Jonathan Taylor's the favorite. He should be the favorite. He's now odds on too, which is really great. If you've been following along all season, you should have Jonathan Taylor at 15-1, 14-1 to win OPOI. It's going according to plan. 10 touchdowns on the ground already for Jonathan Taylor. 697 yards. Both lead those respective categories, rushing yards and rushing TDs. The Colts minus 350 to win the AFC South. Jonathan Taylor is our guy, and if Jonathan Taylor doesn't win it, hopefully our other guy can do it. And Seahawks wide receiver Jackson Smith and Jigba, who leads the league in receiving yards by a mile with 819. So OPOY, we've done a really good job of getting ahead of these moves. Obviously, got to worry about Christian McCaffrey, got to worry about Puka Nacua, but I like where we stand right now with Taylor, Smith and Jigba, Bijan Robinson from August. Like, this is a really good spot to be with Offensive Player of the Year. Let's see how things play out, but hopefully Taylor goes off against the Tennessee Titans this Sunday. Defensive Player of the Year. Not a whole lot to discuss here. A couple of weeks ago, it's like, okay, you know, Micah Parsons isn't really doing a whole lot. You know, maybe we could kind of poke holes at his case. Last week, okay, like, Micah's still stuck on 2.5 sacks. And then he won the Packers the game last Sunday. Parsons is coming off a 3-sack performance, was outstanding. He is known as like one of the best pass rushers in the league. Now he's back to favorite status at plus 180, and I agree with it. The Packers are awesome. Their defense is awesome. They're seventh in defensive EPA per play. They're plus 105 to win the division, 11.5 with the win total. He should be your favorite to win Defensive Player of the Year. And I know we got some Jared Verse over the last couple of weeks. Jared Verse is still in a pretty good spot, but right now, I don't think anyone's beating Micah Parsons. Things can change, but as it stands, Parsons should be your favorite for DPOY. Coach of the Year, kind of the same story. Shane Steichen just keeps winning. He just keeps winning. He's plus 160 to be coach of the year at BetMGM. And this Sunday, the Indianapolis Colts are 2-touchdown favorites against the Tennessee Titans. Now, it's a football game, so I guess theoretically they could lose, but I don't think anyone's anticipating that. So the likely scenario is that Shane Steichen improves to 7-1, which will put him one win away from matching their 2024 win total of 8, and has his team on track to be a 12-win team. That's the threshold where you want to be, like that 4-game improvement. The Colts are well on their way to that improvement as the team in the AFC South. So right now, this week, there's really no point trying to bet against Shane Steichen. Maybe things kind of get a little bit crazy with the next 4 games. I mean, they're at the Steelers next week. They play a game in Berlin against the Falcons in week 10. Then they have a bye week, week 11, and then they're at the Chiefs in week 12. So I don't think the Colts are going to go 16-1. There will be times where they lose, and then maybe there'll be a rough stretch where maybe we can bet some of these guys. But right now, I think the only person that can run him down is a guy that we talked about 4 weeks ago in Patriots head coach Mike Vrabel. Vrabel's plus 310 right now, would not advocate betting that. But New England's already exceeded their win total from last year. Last year they were 4-13. This year they're 5-2. And this Sunday, they're a touchdown favorite at home against the Cleveland Browns. Schedule is pretty manageable. Home against the Falcons next week, at the Buccaneers, home Jets, at the Bengals. I think this could be like a 12, maybe even 13 win team. If they ever got the one seed, I do believe very Vrabel would win it over someone like Steichen. But right now, no point betting against Shane Steichen because he seems to be that dude. And the Colts have all the juice right now in the NFL. Offensive Rookie of the Year. This one I do believe has some meat on it. Where Jackson Dart is the favorite at minus 125 over at BetMGM. Now, Dart put up some really big stats against the Denver Broncos, at least like the yardage and the touchdowns. That stuff was really, really good. And he's up to 7 TD passes with 3 interceptions. He's got 3 rushing touchdowns as well. So like the numbers are pretty solid for a guy that's just only played in 4 games. However, the schedule is just so damn brutal for the New York Giants. And yeah, we could all like applaud his efforts in these games where they're playing really good teams, but I just don't know if it's going to hit the same as someone like Emeka Ebuka, who might end up being like second team all pro this season.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17 point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, that's on the table for Emeka Ebuka. And right now, Emeka Ebuka is plus 250 over at BetMGM, has 5 touchdowns, 527 yards. I actually think Ebuka should be the favorite. Now, it's not sexy to be like, oh, like, let's go ahead and bet some plus 250. But if you're looking for a bet, I do believe that's a bet. Because the only reason Ebuka was not the favorite last week or heading into last week was that we all thought he was going to miss some time with the hamstring injury. He didn't miss any time. He played last Monday night. And all indications are he got out of that game just A-okay. So if Ebuka's healthy, and now with the Mike Evans injury, and who knows when Chris Godwin's ever going to feel right, I think Emeka Ebuka is going to be wide receiver one in Tampa. And he has a great rapport with Baker Mayfield, and he's going to get a lot of volume. I think Ebuka should be the favorite over at BetMGM, because literally the only thing that we thought was going to change was his health status, and it never changed. So why has he not been restored as favorite over someone like Jackson Dart for the New York Giants? Another guy that could potentially enter the mix here is Colts tight end Tyler Warren. He has a few touchdowns, about 439 receiving yards. He's plus 650. That price just feels right to me. I don't think it's really bettable. But at the big price that I think, not the big price, but the price I do think is bettable is Emeka Ebuka at plus 250. Last week we talked about Travis Hunter. He was 100-1. Now he's down to 50-1 after his 8-catch, 100-yard performance with a touchdown. Would not bet him right now because he's on bye week. But after the bye week, maybe some more implementation to the offense. Perhaps we can get a little cooking with Travis Hunter at wide receiver. Lastly, Defensive Rookie of the Year and Comeback Player of the Year. I don't think there's a lot to do here from a betting standpoint. I so desperately want to bet someone in Defensive Rookie of the Year. I just don't think it's worth the time right now. Jihad Campbell is now the new favorite over Abdul Carter. Campbell's plus 200. Carter's now plus 225. The big mover in that market was Nick Emmanuori of the Seahawks. Was 30-1 last week, now down to 6-1. All right. I mean, he's missed half the season. Like, if you want to go down that road, maybe projecting he can continue to be the kind of Cam Chancellor role and that Kyle Hamilton role in the Mike McDonald defense. But I think Jihad Campbell, if a vote was held today, he would be your D-Roy. And comeback, it's the same conversation that we've been talking about all season long. Dak Prescott should be the favorite. He is the favorite at even money. No point betting against Dak as he continues to light up defenses each and every week. On the other side, Nick joins us with his thoughts on the FBI's gambling investigation in the NBA.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.